This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado is set to receive a new supply of antibody treatments meant to fight the Omicron variant. Colorado expected to get around 1,000 monoclonal antibody doses as soon as today. It'll help those contract that rapidly spreading variant. For now, those treatments are hard to come by in the U.S., but as UC Health Dr. Michelle Barron explained, that could be due to preparations at the federal level.
I think the reason that some of the supply is limited right now is because the U.S. government has actually been stockpiling it. And so I think that's actually being very conscious about the fact that we may need it.
State health leaders still trying to lay down the exact guidelines as far as the distribution of those antibody treatments. We anticipate to get more information on that front in the coming days.
A positive COVID-19 test has led to the cancellation of a musical event tonight in Colorado Springs. The Fine Arts Center at Colorado College will not perform Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which was scheduled to start at 7. The announcement said the performance was canceled as a precaution after a member of the theater troupe tested positive for the virus. Patrons can use their tickets to see a future performance or donate the amount of their tickets to the Fine Arts Center as a gift.
More scheduled performances of The Lion King at Denver's Buell Theater also canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. Those were set for this afternoon and tonight. A performance on Sunday had also been canceled after a breakthrough case of the illness was detected within the show's company. Decisions regarding future dates expect to be announced later today. All tickets for the canceled shows will be refunded.
In crime news this morning, a Pueblo mother and son are dead in a possible murder-suicide. Officers say that a woman shot her son to death and then took her own life inside a home on Ridge Drive near Eagle Ridge. The names of the mother and son haven't been released yet. Sergeant Frank Ortega with the Pueblo PD said that based on what police found, it looks like the bodies had been there for some time before being discovered.
This family had limited contact with the outside world. I think that's why they took a while to find them.
Both of the deceased were adults. Officers are not releasing any more information. And police have identified the victim in a weekend homicide case in Pueblo. The victim has been named as 21-year-old Mason Potter of Rye. His death came early Saturday morning after a drive-by shooting outside a house party on the CSU Pueblo campus. Two other people were wounded. It's still unclear what sparked the violence at the Wolf Creek Village, but Potter's father, James, says his son was not the type to start trouble.
Really good boy, man. He was a hard-working, polite. Everyone loved him. He walked into a room and it would light up. Loved animals, loved people, loved music. Hard working. I was so proud of him. There's not really much more I can say other than he was a really hard working kid.
Friends from Rye High School held a vigil for Mason last night. The juvenile who's been arrested is believed to be the shooter. Police say that juvenile was taken into custody after a short car chase that ended with him crashing the car he was driving.
The Colorado State Patrol investigating a rollover crash involving a stolen truck in El Paso County. Troopers called to an area of Highway 24 near Callahan early yesterday after a pickup left the road and overturned. The driver found unconscious near the truck after he was ejected from the vehicle. 27-year-old from North Pole, Alaska, received CPR at the scene before being flown to an area hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. Concerns are mounting at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo. One state official is saying the situation is, quote, the worst it has ever been when it comes to how long people are being forced to wait for care. Among the problems, severe understaffing. The state hospital currently has nearly 300 open job positions. That's more than a third of its direct care positions and is having a ripple effect. Here in the El Paso County Jail, right now, 114 inmates still waiting on mental health evaluations or treatment. Robert Worthwine with the State Department of Human Services said that some of the positions at the state hospital don't require as much experience or training as one might assume.
You don't have to be a registered nurse. We are looking to fill client care aides, which is an entry-level position. So if you want to work towards your certified nursing assistance degree or certificate, you can start at the hospital, these entry-level positions, and you will work with us and you'll get experience under your belt.
Now, while the hospital tries to fill the positions, they're also being fined millions of dollars per year because they're legally required to treat patients faster than they're just able to right now. To learn more about the job opportunities at the state hospital, you can find the link at KRDO.com.
Happy Tuesday. I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachinkwe. Winter starts today. Not sure it's going to feel much like winter, but it's been kind of an odd season. We'll be partly cloudy through the afternoon, though I think the clouds will be thinner than they will be through the morning hours, so Increasing sun, nice temperatures, mid to upper 50s around Colorado Springs, low to mid 60s in Pueblo, mountain areas in the 40s to lower 50s. We do have that red flag warning up until 5 o'clock, mainly for mountain areas or the higher terrain to the south of Pueblo along I-25. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.